It's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina is under a state of emergency after protesters clashed with the police for a second night after another fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The protests, which began peacefully, turned violent, and police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd. The city government said one person was shot Wednesday night by another civilian, not police. The city government also retracted a statement the person had died. The uproar stems from a black Charlotte police officer fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car and ignored police commands to put the gun down. His killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Terrence Crutcher's father says he reacted to police just as he taught his son when police approached his car, which was disabled.
My son had his hands raised up, doing just what I taught him to do. And like I taught a lot of the young African-Americans in our community, because I work with them. What do you do when you get stopped by the police? I say, put your hands up. Put them up so they can see them, so they can know that you don't have a gun. Absolutely. And that's what he was doing.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to become intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted the situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic. A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or artillery shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq and may have contained a mustard agent. Authorities say no one was hurt at Kiara West Air Base. This is